Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, you guys know what the deal is. Let's get right down to it. Preseason football, the Texans and the Chiefs weren't the only teams in action last night. There were, 12 games all together last night? A very full slate of preseason games. A lot of fun watching guys that you'll never hear from again playing last night. But you know what? That's why they play the game. Now, two guys you have heard of before, former teammates, Kelvin Benjamin and Cam Newton, two guys who actually played on a Super Bowl team together. Of course, they've had beef here these last few weeks. Kelvin Benjamin called him out the other day saying that, listen, if he had anybody else that could actually put the ball where it's supposed to be, maybe he'd be a lot better. Well, they played last night, and of course, none of them seeing very much like real game action. However, they did play a series or two. But before the game, apparently they had some words. John showed me the video. John, real quick, for the folks that may not have seen it, you do the theater of the mind better than anybody else. Just recap a little bit about what the pseudo run-in was before the game.
So, well, this is interpretation as well, because Benjamin was talking with another Carolina Panthers player. It was a linebacker.
Davis.
Was that who it was? And Davis was just kind of giving him a hard time because they were laughing and they were just chatting, you know? Well, here comes a beeline from Cam Newton.
Who wears short shorts?
He wears very tight and short shorts.
If I had legs like that, I'd wear short shorts too, though.
He does have some tree trunks too. So he makes a beeline across the field and notices the camera. You have to see that early in the video.
Yes.
He notices somebody taking a video. And from that point, I'm like, all right, Cam's going to go full Cam now.
Which he did.
And, puts his hands behind his back, sticks his chest out and gets real close to Benjamin and starts, talking about who knows what they're saying, but starts talking to him. And Benjamin, to his credit, just, looks at him like, dude, get out of here.
Yeah.
He talked a little bit to him, but he's like, get out. And then he walked away, and Cam starts following him and posing. And he kind of stops and talks to him a little more and then just walks, shakes his head and walks away and does the old hand.
Shooes him away.
I'm like, come on, man.
By the way, real quick, before we get to Kelvin Benjamin, who was asked about it after the game, how large of a human being is Kelvin Benjamin?
Yeah.
That dude, we already know Cam Newton is a freak of nature playing quarterback. Mm-hmm. Do we give Kelvin Benjamin enough credit for what a freak of nature he is playing
wide receiver?
He's taller than him.
And bigger.
Yes. Kelvin Benjamin is a freak of nature playing wide receiver. Anyway, I just need to get that off my chest. But this is Kelvin after the game, last night, talking about the skirmish before the game.
I was just moving on from it, I guess.
What did he say to you?
Who? Cam. Not serious, really.
What did you say to him?
Moving on from it.
It looked like you tried to walk away from him a few times.
Huh?
It looked like you tried to walk away from him a few times.
Yeah, just moving on from it.
You didn't want to get into it.
Yeah.
What was he trying to say to you?
I don't even know. I wasn't even trying to listen.
Here's the other thing, and I forgot to mention it. This was a big part. Cam Newton tried to shake his hand.
Yeah.
And Benjamin refused to shake his hand, which I was watching Nick Wright this morning, and he said that there are a few things more disrespectful than not to shake someone's hand, which is accurate.
I disagree with that.
What if you don't have respect for that person?
I disagree. You know? I disagree because Cam Newton got his jabs in before and then asked for a handshake.
Yeah.
It's really passive aggressive. Now, if you just walk up to someone and shake their hand before you go at them, That's one thing. But if you go at him and then ask for the handshake, then I think that's more disrespectful than turning down the handshake.
Not to mention, and the three of us, we discussed this on the way up to West Virginia because that's kind of when the story broke. there's more to this story than what we know.
Oh, sure.
Because what do you think prompted him to say this all of a sudden? I mean, this was not unprovoked for him to say this about Cam Newton. I think there's something going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Maybe Cam did something.
He
maybe,
starts to come and then he pulls out.
Yeah. It could very well be a real possibility what happened. So, at the very least, there's obviously beef there. I don't know if they play again during the regular season, but either way, this is that was your highlight. That was literally the highlight.
A lot
of
people are taking Cam's side because he tried to do the handshake, but
no,
I
whatever.
Totally agree with you. He was being just a little bee walking across the field. He saw the camera.
Yeah.
And then, said some things and then tried to shake his hand. And Benjamin was like, you know, if there's someone I truly, truly do not respect, I'm not going to shake his hand.
You're not going to shake his hand.
Yeah.
No. I don't know if you respect Bill Belichick or not, but Bill Belichick last night, of course, again, the Patriots are in full of physics.
I would shake his hand.
I would definitely shake Bill Belichick's hand. I don't know if you'd do it after this interview. Well, there you go.
And I would ask him about that.
You got to ask him about that. But according to the book, he's not going to say a whole lot. But this is our boy Bill Belichick at halftime of last night's preseason game with Channel 4 in Boston.
Well, joining me now is Patriot head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, preseason football is not about winning or losing. But what did you hope to get out of the first half?
We need to do pretty much everything better, just not good enough in any area.
Was it good to see good situational football scoring at the end of the half anyway?
Yeah, about 38 seconds of good football.
All right. You had a lot to get going on.
All right.
Good luck in the second half, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. That's Patriot head coach Bill Belichick. Guys, let's go back up to you.
All right, now see, is that awkward or is that just Bill Belichick being Bill Belichick?
He's really good friends with Greg Popovich. Popovich interview.
I didn't see that as awkward. No. I just saw, I mean, you know what you're getting into when you sign up for interviewing Bill Belichick. And that's Bill Belichick in a nutshell right there.
Yeah. That's him.
He did about 38 seconds of good football.
I just like the low budget production of like the preseason games where mm-hmm. it's on there. The Texans actually do a really good job of it, but some of these I was watching the Cowboys 49ers whatnot. It's almost like a college football broadcast whenever you're watching this. And mm-hmm. That guy, you could tell that guy was a little bit nervous to be interviewing Belichick.
And they don't have the cameras as many cameras a lot of times.
Oh,
and
the camera work yesterday was a disaster.
Yeah. I would have liked to. Yeah, you know, you can always tell it's a preseason game versus a regular season game because you don't see near as many replays, right? Like in the NFL,
yeah,
you're gonna see a replay almost after every single play. There was a handful of them last night where you'd have liked, and you know they're talking about the play, and it's not like in the NFL you don't have enough time to show a replay after a play.
And by the way, no helmet ducking yesterday in the game.
Not a single call. Although, what's his name took someone's head off.
How about, you took Keys. And that was, and maybe this rule, and I said this before the show, or I said this in the first segment. I thought one of the main takeaways from last night's game, and this shows up more with the second and third teamers, that the Texans were just the better prepared and looked like the better coached team last night.
Well, he knew about that. This is what happened with Keys.
Second down and 7 at the Houston 17-yard line. Matt gets the snap, and he passes underneath. And what a hit on Williams, who caught the ball and somehow held on as Josh Kyes levels him. A clean hit by Kyes.
Yeah, he does pronounce it.
My teeth hurt.
Come on, man. You spell it Keys.
He does pronounce it Kyes.
Don't rewrite it.
He does pronounce it Kyes.
That's on us.
Nah, that's on him.
Shame on us.
It's Keys.
Shame on us.
It's Keys.
It's Kyes. We got to give respect to his name.
All right. I respect.
You probably, still call him Cassius Clay.
Listen, we can't all be Laundry Locker, okay? Let's keep that in mind.
Laundry.
Sachet.
We never told that story, did we?
We told it the first day in West Virginia we did, but we haven't touched on it.
My girl had
since.
Some swag. She said my name. I almost thought about changing my name after that. Shout out to those ribs, by the way. I went in there prepared to talk smack about Charlotte Barbecue.
Yeah.
We went to a chain. We just went to Old Faithful.
Rib Shack.
Damn good.
Yeah.
It was.
And the waitress... Who let's just leave it.
Well, she's going to send you to O'Shack Hennessy's office if you didn't respond properly. But you done messed up. You had to go see O'Shack Hennessy.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that again. Very awkward. And again, awkward. It's just Bill Belichick being Bill Belichick. All right. Roberto Osuna, a little FaceTime with the reporters yesterday. And you know this. We're getting to a point now where it's like I feel like these questions are just getting redundant. But this is them asking him last night about, does he feel this is a second chance?
There are some people that question whether you should have gotten another chance. What do you say to those people?
Cada quien piensa lo que quiere. Yo soy de las personas que todas las personas merecen una segunda oportunidad.
Everyone has the right to their thoughts, and I believe everyone has a chance. The right to also have a second opportunity.
There you go. And if you don't like it, then wait for him outside.
But that confirms what a lot of people have been saying. This is a second chance. I mean, it came straight from the horse's mouth.
Well,
he's saying he got a second chance. Well, there's a lot of people, like a lot of Astros fans, which I call sheep, that are questioning like the due process, and there's no evidence, and we need to know this, and you should know that. Look, this is a second chance. That is what it is. Right or wrong, this is a second chance from a guy who made a mistake. He accepted the suspension. He lost a lot of money,
yeah,
and
did.
Jeff Luhnow gave him a second chance. If you're one of these blowhard Astros fans sitting there saying, well, due process, so on and so forth, he just admitted that he has a second chance. So don't be a sheep. Just give him a second chance and keep going about it. Don't give me due process.
From that perspective, absolutely, you know, he's already done his penance, so to speak, on that. What I always say is that the case is still ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So from the Astros' perspective, the Astros gave him this, quote, second chance, but there's no zero tolerance here because it's still going on. It's not like it's been litigated and he's been, you know, done whatever it was that he's going to end up doing or nothing, you know.
Well, friend of the program, Jeff Luhnow, has deserted the zero tolerance speaking point on that. He when they put out their second release on it, mm-hmm. basically their second statement about it, there was absolutely zero to be found.
About zero tolerance.
So Jeff Luhnow, if we know one thing about Jeff Luhnow, this guy is quick to adapt to the message, and he certainly did that.
He also felt the wrath.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He did, but and again, I know, Landry, you've been big on this. He hasn't backed off from signing him. He's just kind of reworded and massaged the message a little bit as to how the Astros feel about this. And again, it is not zero tolerance for the Astros. It's now about the second chance, which probably should have been the narrative from the get-go. Number one overall pick, Baker Mayfield. He got some run last night. We'll call this the Figgy Fig special. Two touchdowns. What do you go? 10 of 17 for a couple hundred yards last night. Damn good performance from him. Of course, it was in the second and third quarter of last night's ball game, and they're 20-10 victory over the New York Football Giants. Here's Baker Mayfield, never one to be satisfied, discussing his performance last night in his preseason debut.
It was just a little bit different, you know. The whole routine was different for me. It's the first time going on the road with a new team, and the first time in the NFL. So just some new things for me. I wouldn't say it was anything nerve-wracking, but a lot of firsts today that I'm glad I got under my belt so I can get more comfortable as you go down the road.
What changed between the first series?
What did change?
Well, what's up, Josina? Sorry.
Josina, you just put that in there for me, I think is what that
was
all
about. Yeah, I just
about.
Wanted to see if you could stay seated when Josina was
talking. I love some Josina Anderson. Not quite as much as I love Wendy Nix, but still, that's a solid duo in any shape or form. Mayfield, here's a question. John Lopez, Landry Locker, and we know how Figgy Fig feels about this. Figgy Fig says he's okay with not seeing Baker Mayfield all year long, wants to do the whole Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes thing. What say you two? Will we see? I'll put it to you like this. Forget it. When they play, I think it's week 13, if I'm not mistaken, when they play the Cleveland Browns, your Houston Texans, who will be the starting quarterback that night? Will it be Tyrod Taylor or will it be Baker Mayfield?
I think it's going to be Baker Mayfield. I like Ty. I'll tell you what.
Tyrod didn't play.
Played
great last
he
night.
He played
too.
Well. But I think they're going to see what he's done already, and they're going to see more out of him in the preseason.
Yeah.
And you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks, you know? That is an old axiom that is true.
Well, I feel like they know what they've got with Baker Mayfield.
Well, Tyrod, they know his his ceiling, so
provided
to speak.
He doesn't screw the pooch. I mean, he did take the Bills to a playoff game last year, so there's definitely something to be said for that.
Right.
I think as long as he doesn't go completely south this upcoming season, listen, if anybody can sit the number one quarterback, it's the Browns. All right, that much we do know.
I think it's Tyrod. Tyrod actually looked very, very good yesterday, and he was playing against better competition. Tyrod was 5 for 5 for 99 and a touchdown. I mean, he's a guy that with this talent, the Browns got some receivers, assuming that Gordon comes back.
Mm-hmm.
They've been building their defense for a long time. Myles Garrett, a lot of people think he's ready to take that next step.
Yeah.
I think Tyrod Taylor can not only start, I think he can have them in position to compete for a playoff spot.
I think
spot.
He'll start. I think by the time they get here, it'll be Baker Mayfield. I mean, we can talk about that. We'll see how it develops. But I'm just – I know you as you're and you're right. You know they went 4-0 last year and they stunk.
Yeah,
I think they're going to be really fun.
No, they will.
Fun to watch.
That's going to be a fun team to watch. I think Hugh Jackson has got the people in place. I think much like we've talked about Brian Gain mm-hmm. and Bill O'Brien being in lockstep, I think there's some synergy there finally in Cleveland between the general manager, between the head coach, and Hugh Jackson and John Dorsey.
Mm-hmm.
That you're right. That will be fun to watch. And how about Antonio Callaway running away from the Giants defenders like he's running away from weed and gun charges from the Cleveland police. Yes, indeed.
I think we have what was going on in his helmet microphone right there. That was Callaway running from the 5-0.
I thought he saw 2:39 on the clock. He just kept going. He was not stopping.
Touchdown, Browns.
Homeboy's got some speed. Let's not get it twisted. That dude's got some wheels.
And Dez Bryant tweeted out also that he's ready to visit with Dorsey in Cleveland, so they
his
might be getting
stop,
some more help.
His first stop is going to be Cleveland, and they're going to, if they want him, their goal is going to be not let him leave town without a contract.
Does Callaway pick him up from the airport?
Hopefully not.
Does Callaway pick him up from the airport? Man. Yay or nay, 713-572-4610. That's the phone number to chime into. 1 hour in the books, boys and girls. When we come back, lots to get to in the second hour. We'll hear from Bill O'Brien, get his thoughts on what he saw from his football team in the first preseason game of the year. A little bit about what he's going to be looking at when they go to play the San Francisco 49ers in week two. I've got my takeaways at 11:20. And then, of course, as we do each and every day around this time, we've got the hits. And still efforting on this Scott Weiland interview, still not anything yet from his publicist yet. I'm starting to think that they're just playing games with me, but more remains to be seen. Don't you go anywhere. 1 hour in the books. This is In the Loop on a Friday.
Never miss a thing. Sign up for our weekly emails at thenewsportsradio610.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.